Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Final hour, Jones and Keith, WEEI. WEEI afternoons come your way at 2 o'clock. You can dial them up, 617-779-7937. It's a Patriots Friday. We're going to hear from Milton Williams before the hour's out. We got Clip du Jour. We got the grab bag for you. And we also have the playoff keys, the Pats and Chargers.
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's Keys.
It's Keefe's Keys.
Oh, it's playoff time! It's playoff time! Wild card weekend. Patriots 14-3, winners of the AFC East, taking on the 11-4 Los Angeles Chargers, making 11-6. Excuse me, didn't update that. 11-6.
Six.
A wild card team, the 7 seed. Patriots 3.5-point home favorites. 45.5 the game total. 8 o'clock kickoff from Gillette Stadium on Sunday night. Natron refried memes. Natron means business. Justin Herbert has never won a playoff game, and Drake May has never lost.
It's true.
The Patriots have 5 players with Super Bowl experience on the roster. Can you name them?
Okay, well, our
trivia
time. Our upcoming guest, Milton Williams, the Milkman.
He's one of them. He played in the most recent Super Bowl, in fact.
Another one of our guests, and I only know this because we looked it up recently,
yes.
Christian Ellis.
Christian Ellis has been, yes, 2 of our guests have been in the Super Bowl.
I think Mac Hollins is in the Super
Mac
Bowl.
Mac Hollins has, correct.
You're telling me there's two more?
Two more. One on each side of the ball.
Doesn't really narrow it down.
One on each side. Who could they be?
Brendan Schooler wasn't on the Super Bowl, right?
What? No.
He's not even on a side
Maybe
of the ball.
Maybe he paid for tickets.
He's not even on a side of the ball, actually.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Who are the other
two? We're talking about Carlton Davis and Austin Hooper.
Oh, yeah, Carlton Davis in Tampa, right.
Stephon Diggs
Hooper against the Pats. Huh.
Stephon Diggs has 4 career 100 receiving yard games in the postseason. He needs one more to become the 10th player with at least 5. According to Google AI Overview, Chargers fans primarily call themselves the Bolt Fam. Bolt Gang, or simply Bolts, embracing the lightning theme with phrases like bolt up being a common rallying cry. But I don't need to question the robots on this one because I'm not sure the Chargers have fans. I'm sure everyone's mind goes to lightning when thinking of the Chargers team name, but let me stop you right there. They were not named after the giant spark of electricity in the atmosphere between clouds, the air, or the ground. I see the monkey in Jones's head has stopped banging its cymbals. So let's see if we get this chimp moving again. While still in their infancy, at the time, The team was named after credit cards, or so the internet tells me. Robert Kraft has 33 career postseason wins, which are the third most in NFL history. Something the Patriots should keep an eye on. In 1992, the Chargers were the first NFL team to lose their first four games and still make the playoffs. Hey, mascot boy. I know you know Boltman is the beloved mascot of the San Diego Superchargers, but let me ask you this. Who is the Lightning Bolt character played by?
Boltman was played by somebody?
Fan of the team, Dan Jauregui. You might think it's LaDainian Tomlinson, but dollars to donuts, I'd say the most famous Charger of all time is the one driven by them Duke boys. Should be a good weekend for Keenan Allen, whose favorite food is lobster. Sean Merriman invented the lights out dance, and my ex-wife perfected it. According to Google AI Overview, Los Angeles has given us plenty of inventions. The City of Angels has given us blue jeans, supermarkets, skateboards, Barbie, hula hoops, Shirley Temple, fortune cookies, French dip sandwiches, and WD-40.
Oh, I was about to get political.
White Chicks actor Terry Crews tried out for the San Diego Chargers. You familiar with the Dale Scale? Well, let me tell you about the Dale Scale,
please.
Famously invented by former WEEI host Dale Arnold. It takes where a team ranks in points per game on offense and on defense, adds that number together. The Patriots' Dale Scale this year is 6. Chargers, 29.
So that picks winners. I didn't realize the Dale Scale picked winners.
You remember, it's like a golf score, the lower the better.
Yeah, you want the low one. Yeah.
Speaking of Tinseltown, while in San Diego, the Chargers were referenced in a number of movies, including Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, Action Jackson, Any Given Sunday, and The Karate Kid. Huh. Nicknames are neat, and the Chargers players have had some in the franchise's checkered history. Do you remember Sean Lights Out Merriman?
Definitely.
LaDainian LT Tomlinson?
Yep.
Philip L. Captain Rivers?
No.
Malcolm M80 Floyd?
No.
Supa Melvin Ingram?
No.
Antonio Open the Gates?
Sure.
Austin Pound for Pound Eckler?
No.
Melvin Flash Gordon?
Yeah.
Donald the Butler did it? Charlie Clipboard Jesus Whitehurst?
Oh, that one I remember, yeah.
Michael the Burner Turner?
Yep.
Sean SP95 Phillips?
No.
Jonas the Assassin Moulton?
No.
Rodney the Hitman Harrison.
Yes.
Fred Super Sub Mac McCrary.
No.
Lance Bambi Allworth.
No.
Curtis not Tim Conway.
No.
Doug the Miracle Man Flutie.
No.
Keenan Slayer Allen.
No.
Tim White Lightning Dwight. Scott, they taste like Quisenberry.
I remember these players. I don't remember any of these nicknames.
Casey Showcase Hayward, Denzel Baby Thump Perriman.
Baby Thump?
Corey the Legit Kid Legit.
Baby Thump should have been Philip Rivers' nickname.
Donnie California Boy Edwards.
Yeah.
Tyrell Little Malcolm Williams.
No.
Forrest Flamp Lamp.
No. I don't remember that one. No.
David Loudmouth Boston.
No.
Damian Sackintosh McIntosh.
That's
he was an offensive lineman, so it's kind of a mean one.
I figure he's a D-line.
What about Vincent Action Jackson?
Yeah, that sounds like a good
Mike
one, yeah.
Chef Goff, Orlando Big O Franklin, Steve
Big O?
No, Big O.
Oh.
Steven Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Good nut. Good one.
Quentin Jam Corner Jammer.
No.
Eric E. Dub Weddle.
No.
Giles Wrecking Ball Tucker. Randy the Hurricane McMichael.
Oh.
Ladarius Pee-wee Green.
Oh, yeah, him.
Johnny Red Zone Woes Troutman.
No.
Brandon the Little Guy Oliver.
Oh, we thought about doing our Little Guy of the Week.
You were going to call it something else. But, hey, Hotshot, can you tell me the well-known, super popular nickname that the San Diego Chargers defensive line of Fred Dean, Gary Johnson, Louis Kelcher, and Leroy Jones went by in the early 80s?
Yeah, the Little Guys.
The Bruise Brothers.
Bruise.
Brothers.
Nice.
Let me take you back 30 years ago. I was a child. Jones was probably around 40. A young Tony Boselli took the field for Wild Card Weekend against the Buffalo Bills and dominated future Hall of Famer Bruce Smith. Because of the transitive property, that meant that Tony Boselli became a Hall of Famer. Bruce Smith does not like that math and believes that Boselli should not have a bust in Canton. And finally, Jones, there are no Derricks playing in the game on Sunday. So if you're looking for some Derrick football, you're going to have to go to another matchup.
Although the last time there was a Derrick, the Patriots did win.
They won that game.
Because John Harbaugh forgot there was a Derrick.
John Harbaugh lost track of his Derricks.
He couldn't keep all his Derricks lined up.
Not a good.
Sorry. All right, yeah. So you add all those up.
I'm going Pats.
Yeah, I got Pats by a touchdown.
I'm going Pats. Now, the over-under, this is one where you and I, even in their recent wins, have sort of differed on. 45.5 points. 27-20, I mean, that hits the over, so I guess...
I like the over.
Okay. Well, obviously, it's more fun to root the over.
Mid-40s is not like a crazy number.
No, it isn't. And I feel like the Patriots are probably going to give up that opening drive touchdown and then maybe one other one, but then they're going to be fine. So, yeah, I'll take the over and the Pats.
Okay. Pats and the over.
Yes.
That's the pick. You heard him here.
Whew!
Keefe's keys. Playoff keys.
That's right.
Feels good for those to be back here on Jones and Keith. It's Patriots Friday. We're joined right now by Milton Williams, the milkman, joins us here on Jones and Keefe. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Proud to be local since 1860. Milton Williams, how are we doing this week?
What's going on, man? Appreciate y'all having
me. Oh, yeah. Well, we're happy to have you back on the field, have you back on this show. You were actually getting a lot of credit from your teammate Christian Ellis on Monday for your play on the field, making it easier on him. But also the leadership you've brought to this team, understanding what it takes to win a Super Bowl. What sort of lessons, words of wisdom are you attempting to pass on this week as you get ready to attempt to go on another run?
Man, just keep it simple. You know, a lot of times people, you know, start listening to the outside noise and want to try to do too much instead of just doing what we've been doing all year. And when I was with the Eagles last year, That was our message. You know, keep it simple. Make sure you're doing your job. And, you know, I'm on a new team now, and the message is still the same. Just go out there, do your job, be where you're supposed to be, and, you know, we'll be fine.
Yeah, every year you've been in the league, you've made the playoffs. All 4 years with Philly, your first year here in New England. How different is the level of intensity in the playoffs compared to the regular season?
I'll say the intensity, some of the intensity is basically like, every game now is a division game. You know, division games, they kind of ramp up a little bit, but the margin for error just is smaller in the playoffs. In the regular season, you can kind of get away with, you know, little mistakes here and there, and the playoffs, they'll make you pay for it, and you'll lose, and it'll be over with then.
You played 28 snaps last week against the Miami Dolphins. It was 50% of the snaps. You're very noticeable when you were out there. I'm surprised it was only 28. What do you feel like you're capable of this week on Sunday night?
I'm ready to go. Last week was kind of, you know, getting back out there, moving around a little bit, running around, just getting my confidence back. Obviously getting my win back to where it needed to be, but just getting my confidence back, moving around, actually playing in the game. And it was good for us to end the season on a high note and, you know, getting ready for this next challenge.
What do you think of Justin Herbert when you see him play? And do you view him similar to your own quarterback, Drake May?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Drake May or, like, a Josh Allen Jr. Like, all these dudes got kind of, like, the same, like, skill set. Just a great player that we need to all be keyed in on. Very good off schedule, can make every throw there is. Big, fast, athletic, like he got it all. So, like I said, it's going to be a challenge for us, but you know, I think we're going to be ready for it.
Milton Williams joining us here on a Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe. You said earlier this week, Milton, you were asked in a press conference, did you expect to be 14-3? You're like, I'm not going to lie, I did not. What were your expectations for the team this year?
I expected us to be I was a playoff team for sure, but I didn't expect us to win 14 games, maybe 10, 14. I wouldn't have guessed 14, but hey, we start winning games, and, you know, every win, we just start building confidence week in and week out, And, you know, once that confidence start rolling throughout the team, you know, guys get to start playing better and better. Younger players start playing better and better. And, man, we just been rolling.
How would you describe Coach Vrabel's coaching style? And what's been your interpretation or your, I guess, even appreciation of Coach Vrabel throughout the year?
Man, just a great dude. Very hands-on, very smart. But he just know his stuff. He been there before as a player. So it's easy for him to coach us knowing that he was in the same seats that we were in. So man, he call out everybody. He called me out, B-more, whoever everybody think is, you know, like the big dog or the leader of the team, you know, he called us out in meetings, making sure like the young guys and other guys on the team, you know, keep staying on their P's and Q's. Cause if he can get on us, he can get on anybody. So they keep everybody, you know, ready to go, answer questions, and, you know, just be in tune to what we're doing. And, you know, it's been like that all year. He call you out and see how you're going to respond.
You said your message to the team is keep it simple this time of year. What's the message from Coach Vrabel?
Don't change the mac and cheese.
Yeah, that was what Steph Diggs said that earlier. I was unfamiliar with that that terminology. So don't change up the mac and cheese. I mean, look,
if it's good, it's good.
I could eat it every day.
For sure.
I wouldn't necessarily need.
Yeah, it's like for Thanksgiving, somebody come in and they done tried a new recipe and got some Cheez-Its or some Goldfish or something in there. It's like, hey man, hold on, now we ain't talk about this. Keep it how we've been doing it all year long, and we're gonna be fine.
Bit of an illness going through the locker room right now. Are you guys making sure to take your vitamin C and everything and make sure you're good to go?
Oh, I'm taking mine. Oh, I can't speak for everybody else. I'm taking mine, though.
Any New Year's resolutions for you?
New Year's resolution? Be better than I was last year. Win.
Good one.
That's a real good one.
As far as like tomorrow goes, you know, you guys don't play till Sunday night. Are you going to watch like Rams, Panthers, Packers, Bears, or do you kind of just, you know, avoid that and just kind of focus on the game? How are you going to be spending the weekend building up to the game?
Oh no, I'm gonna definitely watch some of those games because, like I said earlier, like the margin of error is little. So it'll be some good football games on leading up. Now I like to just watch anyway, just to see, you know. How guys are winning, you know, what they're doing up front to, you know, affect games. So I can try to do the same thing when I'm out there.
What do you expect the environment to be like tomorrow night at Gillette?
Friday or Sunday?
Oh, it's gonna be
rocking. I'm sorry, Sunday.
No, yeah, it's gonna be rocking. All right, it's gonna be lit out there. Prime time Sunday night. This games I live for.
Okay, another big game for the Milkman. Milton Williams, best of luck on Sunday night. Nationally televised, as all these guys are, standalone on NBC. Milton Williams, best of luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
All right, thank you.
All right, Milton Williams here on a Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. It should be. It's been a long time. I expect the fans to be loud, be into it, and we'll see what sort of factor the environment is in that game. Again, I think it'll be a factor somewhere on the list. A lot of people have gone to Chargers in a cold weather game, Chargers flying across the country, they have no chance. If that's what you're pinning your hopes to, and not just that the Patriots are a better team, that to me gets a little treacherous. But no, I think it's going to play out well for them on Sunday, not tomorrow night, on Sunday. We will get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. That's how you dial up WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. You got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
So grab bag. It's Jones and Keith.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. You heard Billy Lanny mention it during the trending, but we have some quick updates as it relates to the Patriots injury report for Sunday night. As Mike Vrabel spoke to the media, Kyrus Tonga ruled out. Foot injury for Tonga, so he will not play. The great two-way player.
Yeah, he didn't practice all week, so I think we saw that one coming. Yeah.
So it's Travion Henderson. We were speculating on that because Mark Daniels had reported he wasn't at practice. So he was out. He was out today due to personal reasons. So whatever that is, you wish him the best, and he should be good to go for Sunday.
Sounds like from Vrabel he'll be good to go. But yeah, you hope whatever it is going okay.
And then meanwhile, Kayshon Booty, Harold Landry, and Thayer Munford Jr. are all questionable.
Yeah, so Booty questionable, I would say, isn't ideal, but he's back out there today, right? So even in limited capacity, my fear is he popped a hamstring yesterday at practice. He was downgraded to limited, and then he wouldn't practice today. If he's out there today, my guess is he's a go in the game. You got to manage a hamstring. It could pop up at any time, but that seems like good news on Booty.
Yeah, I would say that it is, and we're still waiting on the Chargers report. Mario Hampton would be the guy to really take a look
and
at.
And he's on the field for like their warm-up. They haven't like fully started practicing yet, but he's on the field for the warm-up, yeah.
No, I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night! And if they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played.
Grab bag.
All right, let's get to the Bozo touchdown parlay. Now, Jones, we weren't here, or at least I wasn't here. I think you were. You were in on Monday after.
I was in after we pseudo-hit.
Kind of a hit, I feel like. So what happened was this. Some places do like an early exit kind of refund, if you will. So the last time I was a part of the Bozo parlay, we had five picks, as we normally do.
Mm-hmm.
Four of them hit. My guy, Quinshon Judkins, got annihilated in the first half and didn't come back in the game.
Yeah, carted off. He's done for the year. Yeah.
So some places would take away that player from the odds, right? You don't win like the normal payout, but they take that odds, they add up the other four, and then you get a cash payout.
Mm-hmm.
So
technically.
I think we've hit 2 years in a row, Keith.
I would think so,
by
too.
Technically, we've hit 2 years in a row. It is too. A technicality. Mm-hmm. We're acknowledging there's an asterisk on it, depending on where you bet,
yeah,
which I bet a lot of people bet there,
uh-huh,
was a win.
Yeah. All right, so with that being said, we're going to run back the same five. Obviously, Terp is out. He's long out. Terp's not going to be
Terp's never allowed back again, yeah.
But the last time we did it as a whole show, we did have a win, including Jermaine Wiggins. So let's get to Jermaine Wiggins.
Oh, we'll start with Wiggy?
Let's start with Wiggy. What was Wiggy's pick?
My bozo pick of the week. I was going to go with Ramondre, but let's pump the brakes real quick. I'm going Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills. Anytime, Tug.
And I'll tell you, it sounds to me, if I'm reading between the lines here, that he's a little nervous about a Ramondre fumble, is what I think Wiggy was saying. But okay, he's going with Josh Allen minus 135.
Okay, he's going Josh Allen.
Yeah.
All right.
He did ask, peek behind the curtain, he did ask if a passing touchdown counts. And I said, no, it does not in this bet. And he's going for a rushing touchdown and or receiving touchdown.
He did ask
for Josh
that.
Allen. Yeah.
Yeah, he did ask that. Okay. All right, Jones, who do you think will score a touchdown this weekend?
Normally I have a pretty simple process. Go to the highest over-under and pick the game. I actually am not doing that this week. Bad sign. I went with what I think is the weakest defense, and I think that's the 49ers in the field. They are really banged up and really poor. And they've been exploited a little bit by tight ends. So I'm going with Dallas Goedert plus 190 to score against the Niners.
Okay, very good. I'm going to go in the Bears-Packers game because I think the Bears are going to win. And without Micah Parsons, just the overall defense for the Packers isn't as good. I'll take DeAndre Swift. And they get down near the end zone somewhere in there.
I feel like you pick him.
Have I taken him a few times?
I could be wrong.
He's hit a few times.
I feel like he's your guy.
He's not bad. Because I feel like the receivers are tough. There was a stretch there where Rome Odunze had a touchdown all the time.
It's hard to pick
who's going
to score
there. But I think Swift has been pretty good. And you get some juice there, too, at plus 155 individually.
Nice.
But I will go with Swift. Billy.
Bills-Jags game should be high scoring. I'm going with Jacoby Myers at plus 205.
Ooh, I like that.
Nice.
That is by far the highest over-under this week.
Good one.
Nick?
I'm going with Monday night. I'm going with Woody Marks. I don't know how much the Texans can actually run the ball against the Steelers, but somebody needs to score in that game. So Woody Marks.
We might have a chance for a cash out Monday.
It could be coming down to Monday and the lowest over-under on the board. That was Nick's process.
All right.
In the high 30s. Okay, so what does it add up to? Goddard, Swift, Myers, Marks, and Wiggy's pick, Josh Allen?
Yeah, one simple ham would win you a Lego Death Star and nine more hams.
Over $1.2 trillion.
Pretty good.
Over 1,000 doll hairs.
Real nice.
Pretty good.
Grab back!
We mentioned the big hockey story of the day earlier in the program. And again, this has been refuted. This is not the reality of the situation, but
it's all about having the mind of a goldfish.
Yeah, I guess. So there was a big rumor, and that's all that it is, Jones.
The Senators made it clear. It's just a rumor. This isn't real.
So
this is trolls.
But if you want to humor the trolls for a moment, the story out of Ottawa was this apparently fabricated story. So by no means am I suggesting that there's truth to this.
No, this is an alleged.
I don't need any
actually,
blowback
it's not
here.
Even alleged. It's not a true story.
Just a fake story that they had to have a statement about and a written statement and put that out there.
Yeah.
Long story short, they were suggesting Linus Ullmark may have had an extramarital affair. His wife found out about it, and then his wife then proceeded, and then Linus told his wife about all the other players on the team that also have had extramarital, or at least even if they just had a girlfriend, affairs.
You think I'm bad.
Yeah. Look at all these guys.
Yeah.
To which Linus's wife then contacted all the WAGs on the team, and then now they're all, like, breaking up with each other. And apparently this happened, like, around Christmas.
We got ourselves a bona fide cheating scandal.
Again, he's saying it didn't happen.
Right.
The Senators are saying it has happened. But he's not with the team right now.
He spilled quite a bit to his wife, I think.
Where is he?
Yeah, but I don't know what he said to anybody else.
We don't know where he is.
No, we really, really
but
don't.
Anyway.
But how about that? So they have like a WAG chat going on.
Yeah, I guess.
Imagine what that's like.
Was it Ottawa a few years ago where there was some crazy WAG story too?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Giroux.
Yeah, no. I think it was pretty bad with Eric Carlson.
Didn't they end up like trading all their players? They had like a real sticky situation.
Yeah, well, I think that one was.
I didn't mean to say sticky, but they had a real situation.
Yes.
That
sounds right. There's not a lot to do in Ottawa. It's the capital of Canada, but there's not a lot to do there.
They could think of a couple things, it sounds like.
I think it was in the other towns.
That's part of the problem. Yeah. These guys travel for a living. Yeah.
I got to tell you something. This phenomenon. And to put it
grab bag.
All right. One of Jones's favorites right there. Like Bruins. A couple of games this weekend for the Bees.
Oh.
They did lose. Or I'm sorry. They beat Calgary on Thursday. That was the last night, I should say.
I am very proud.
They won 3 out of 4 games, Jones. Maybe they're turning things around just a little bit. 4-1 win. Korpisalo was in net. Got the W there.
Huh.
Weekend. Oh, what was that?
I was just saying, huh?
Huh? On Corpy?
He played pretty well.
Yeah, he did. Corpy.
Not that they've done that any other games this year.
I was say the last game.
Don't do this, Johnson.
He already lost to Buffalo.
Swayman getting bombarded.
Although your Korpisalo Olmark bet might be coming through.
It was pretty close last year, wasn't it? It was a draw distance last year, yeah.
Two games, though, this weekend. If you're looking for some Bruins action, they'll both be at the TD Garden. They take on the New York Rangers tomorrow at 1 o'clock and then Sunday at 5. So before the Pats, though, at least.
Yeah,
so they won't be head-to-head with the Pats.
Drink that in.
That's obviously a good sign, right?
All right.
Hi, this is the original Joe in Rhode Island. I would just like to say, this is Grab Bag. And also, how about 3 Gaggers and a chicken club and possibly a Diet Coke on Grab Bag Day? Goodbye.
On Grab Bag Day.
I don't know.
It was one day.
Yeah, that was the whole thing. I'm not sure where he was headed there.
Heavens, the Burkatroll.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that there. All right, the Celtics, meanwhile, are in action tonight, 7 o'clock, against the Toronto Raptors. I have it on pretty good authority, Jones, that you are going to the game? Or is that Sunday you're going to the game?
No, neither. It's tomorrow night against the Spurs and Wemby is when you have on good authority.
What day are you going to the game?
I have it on pretty good authority.
I got a pretty good source.
I realized, I finally figured out. I was like, man, this is lucky. I'm going to Celtics Spurs.
Yeah.
I realized that probably no one wants to go because there's football that night and I'm going to miss the Bears and Packers game.
Was?
But I'm going to be in the house for, what was it, Keith, that threw you off?
Greg said he was going. We were talking to Greg today.
Greg is going tonight.
In between the shows, and Greg said he was going to the Celtics game tonight.
That's what it was.
No Jakob Poeltl. You're not going to see him.
Dang.
Yeah. And you know who might also be out of the game?
Who's that?
Scotty Barnes is going to be all-star.
Doubtful. Oh, Scotty Barnes.
All right.
Doubtful. So it's looking like a
Celtics dub.
A Celtics route.
Yeah, they already beat him twice in Toronto. There's stuff to do in Toronto, unlike Ottawa. But they already beat them twice in Toronto.
10.5-point favorites.
Oh, yeah.
The Celtics currently are. So, yeah, I feel good about that.
During the fight, I seen a lot of change. The way I felt about you, the way you felt about me. In this ring, two guys grab bagging. But I guess that's better than 20 million. What I'm trying to say is, if I can grab, hey, you can bag. Everybody can grab bag.
Yeah, I mean, however,
it's not bad.
Yeah, so if you are feel inspired to do a grab bag, they don't all have to be songs. Some are like that. And if really anything goes, use the creative process and then send them in, keef@weei.com. Pretty good.
Please.
Please do.
College football, Jones.
What you're up against. Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck, buddies. And ladies, we've had some lady grab bags as well.
We have lady bags, yep.
All right, how about this one, Jones? The college football playoff continues tonight. Why not? Obviously, there'd be a Friday game. It's the Peach Bowl. Number 1, Indiana takes on number 5, Oregon. Indiana, 3.5-point favorites in this one, over under 48.5.
Yeah, they already beat Oregon earlier this year.
Oregon's only loss.
Yeah, I'd say earmuffs out there, Cap, but Indiana, yeah.
You're going with Indiana as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of feel so.
Jones and Keith are grabbing bags every day from 10 to 2. Twitch is such a healthy chat, 'cause I'm Mr. Grabbag.
All right, as you know, I have an ongoing beef with Grok, the AI that is used on Twitter.
I'm aware, yeah.
So a listener of ours, Matthew, asked Grok to rank how cool each one of us is from left to right. So he took the photo from the show, like, header, or like the one we tweet out that like says what we have on the show.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
so the daily, the daily promo we tweet out of what's coming up on the show. There's a picture of all 5 of us, and he wanted to rank our coolness.
He goes, hey, Grok.
Yeah.
He sent him a picture. He goes, hey, Grok, rank how cool each of these guys are left to right.
Okay.
So he goes through each one. So I'll tell you what it is. So he goes, so then Grok responds, left to right, here's my subjective coolness ranking for each guy on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh.
Based on vibe, style, and that indefinable swagger from the photo.
I like that.
I'm going purely off appearance, and a dash of Grok intuition. No favoritism here.
Okay, great. Thanks, Grok. A little wordy. Right. Let's go.
So the first name is Terp.
Yep.
Terp's the first one on the left. He goes 7 out of 10.
Wow.
He's got a mysterious, understated edge.
Like there's like analysis beyond the
There's
grade.
A breakdown with each guy. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
7 out of 10.
It's a grade.
No. He's got a mysterious, understated edge, like the quiet one in the group who drops the best one-liners unexpectedly. Cool, but could use a little bit more flair.
Oh, yeah, that's Terp.
Adam Jones.
Oh, boy.
6 out of 10.
No!
Looks like the dependable type who'd organize a killer tailgate party. Solid, cool, but a tad too wholesome for top marks.
Okay.
Well, sure.
I might be in a rivalry with Grok.
The middle guy is Nick. 9 out of 10.
Wow.
Beard game
What's
strong.
Grok's at?
He likes beard. He likes your beard. Or it likes your beard. I don't want to. Yeah. Glasses add intellectual cool, and the hoodie screams casual confidence.
Oh.
This dude's probably the life of the sports debate. Peak radio host energy. Grok nailed
it. He nailed it with Nick.
No.
Yeah, yep.
For me,
yep.
8 out of 10.
Damn it.
Yeah, 8 out of 10. Radiates positive, approachable, cool.
Uh-huh.
Like he'd high-five you after a Celtics win and buy the next round. Friendly
well,
without...
Is that really what it says?
Yes, dude.
You're not buying the next round. Come on now.
I would not. Friendly without trying too hard.
Wow.
I like that.
That's real nice.
Last one.
That's really. Have you made up with Grok?
No.
You probably should.
8 out of 10, though.
Yeah.
Billy, last one, 7 out of 10.
Damn it.
Gives off jolly, no-nonsense vibes, like the guy who knows every stat and isn't afraid to argue about it, cool in a classic everyman way.
Mm.
Yeah. And then it says, if I had to order them from the coolest to the least cool.
Don't. We already did the math. You son of a bitch.
It does say solid crew all around Boston Sports Radio at its finest. That's what Grok said.
I'll take Jolly over Fat.
So
yeah, Jolly. Yeah, Jolly.
Hey, you're an everyman.
You're an everyman.
It went Nick, you, Billy, and Terp in a tie, and then me. Is that correct?
That does sound about right. Yeah. That does sound about right.
Honestly, Grok did kind of nail it. Yeah.
Nice job. And she's watching it with those eyes.
And she's loving it with that grab bag. I just
know it. All right, Jones, we like to ask this question every day. Has Bob Ryan tweeted?
Must have.
No?
No.
Wow.
No tweets for Bob.
All right. It's always a little scary. No, okay. I know. Yep. We'll circle back on Monday.
Yeah,
there should be some action there on Monday, I would imagine. Great. Let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night. Was it Jaden McDaniels, 26 points, 5 rebounds? Was it Lauri Markkanen, 33-7? Was it Donovan Mitchell, 30 points, 7 boards, 8 assists? Was it rookie Cooper Flagg, 26 points, 10 boards, 8 assists? Or was it LaMelo Ball, 33 points and 8 assists?
I feel like everybody, I'll go with McDaniels, I guess.
Jaden McDaniels?
I feel like I won.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we got ourselves an infielder today. Played some hot corner, played a little two bag as well. Played for a number of teams over a 12-year major league career, including the Phillies, Mariners, Cardinals, Indians, Giants, and Brewers. Started the year 1995, hung up the spikes after the 2006 season. No All-Star games.
Right.
Playoff appearances with both Seattle and a World Series, it looks like. Maybe a World Series loss, actually. 0-2 with the Giants. And was twice a 20 home run hitter in a season.
I was thinking he might be swiping bags. He's hitting 20 home runs.
Oh,
a couple of times.
He did not swipe a bag. Okay. He had 19 in his career.
Okay.
He was a 257 career hitter, 716 OPS.
Third base, some two bag?
Yeah.
Who do you think of? Where do you think of him most?
Probably Philly. Philly and Seattle, actually. Philly and Seattle played the most. Those other teams, not as much. Philly and Seattle he played for.
20 homers twice?
A couple 20 home runs. You'd sock a couple 20 home runs.
Okay.
Dan Wilson?
Who is
it?
Dan Wilson?
Nope, not Dan Wilson. He made $23.6 million, and he was also a part of a trade that sent Desi Relaford to Seattle.
So I feel like we had Desi Relaford.
Desi.
What'd you say?
Desi.
No, you say Deli?
Huh?
Deli.
He also was traded for Joey Cora at one point.
Joey Cora?
Yeah.
All right.
He was involved in a lot of infielder trades.
We got a nickname?
Is it Placido Polanco?
No nickname, although he's part of a baseball family.
Placido Polanco?
It's not Placido Polanco.
What did I say?
Placido. Placebo.
Deli? Does anyone have it?
I don't think anybody has it. We got a good stump?
Brad Miller?
No, it's not Brad Miller.
Who is it?
It's David Bell, guys.
He got it! The
Red Sox win! David Bell!
Oh. I thought Billy was like,
I literally said to Nick, I go, David Bell?
Oh.
Well,
I didn't hear it.
Don't bother.
Son of Buddy Bell. Grandfather was, of course, Gus Bell.
I was trying to go through families. I'm like, not a Boone, not a Boone.
Not a Boone, right. A Bell.
Okay.
Okay. There you have it.
Random ball player.
Played a lot of games.
Every day.
Played over 1,400 big league games.
He did.
I actually do remember
him.
David Bell played a lot.
Not telling you I got it, but I do remember.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Didn't get it.
By the way, Lauri Markkanen did win last night.
Maybe he would put him down.
Maybe he would
go with McDaniels.
He might have been a better pick for NBA player of the night. Nice. But that's the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. Stay tuned. You got WEEI afternoons coming your way at 2 o'clock. You can dial him up 617-779-7937. Good point by the Twitch chat. He's no Barbara Bell, David.
No, he's not.
That's a good point.
Could be a long-lost aunt.
You got pizza. You got Ted. And you got the clip du jour next.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, time now for our clip du jour here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI, Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Wow, I'm so glad you asked. It is the clip of the day, and we talked a little bit of college football from last night. Great game between Ole Miss and the U. And, of course, in that discussion, also we brought up the broadcasting team.
Have you heard that his mom goes to all his football and basketball games? Have they mentioned that on any of these broadcasts? Have you heard that?
No.
She doesn't have to worry about it anymore this year. But she's been to every single football game and basketball game that he's ever played.
She's supportive. I think that's a really nice story.
He also started at D2 Ferris State. It's like, I get it. It's a good story. You don't need to tell it to me every time Ole Miss has the ball. You don't need to tell it to me every time. Chris Fowler, who stinks. He has no. Al Michaels is 80 years old. I get that Al Michaels is losing his eyesight. I understand it. He's an old man. What's Chris Fowler's excuse?
I don't know.
Chris Fowler can't see. So many times he's like, hey, was that a completion or was it not? I'm like, obviously
balls,
completion.
Balls on the ground.
You a-hole. Look at the monitor. I'm like, it's obviously completion. What are you talking about?
It's also on TV, so you don't need to. If you're not sure, you don't have to say anything. Why did we can all see it.
He must have been like five straight times in the second half. He's like, oh, what even was that? I'm like, how are you the play-by-play guy for a big game?
Harsh.
He was out there.
But fair.
No, it is.
The like, truth is never mean, right? A wise man has said that
we've
before.
Heard that.
Some guys are like studio hosts. Some are play-by-play guys. You can't always cross the streams. Oh. And they've really tried to force this the last several years.
There's just no big game feel to him at all. There's just none.
No, I know.
But anyway, okay. That was last night.
Doing the game tonight then?
I assume they're doing it again. Are they not?
Do they go and do this game too?
Oh, I can't imagine.
Herb Street flies around like crazy to all these games.
He does. It is an ESPN game again.
I assumed it was them. I actually don't know.
Would McDonough do this one?
Oh, maybe. Maybe that's not a bad call.
I feel like they won't double them.
I don't think so because they're in like completely different places. I mean, I understand there are planes.
Well, Herb Street also has to get there.
It's not like they're waiting at the counter.
But I get what you're saying.
This weekend that Herb Street also has to do on Saturday.
Oh yeah, he's gonna get ready for that. Yeah, no, but from a like a production,
the Bears game,
like a production meeting standpoint. Yeah, I get that because you're gonna miss out on all the behind the scenes
or just a pure prep. You're cramming for all these guys, and then you're going to cram for the other. Yeah. Look at this guy. He does a couple Northeastern games, and he thinks it's the easiest thing in the world.
15 weeks into the year, they should probably know the best rosters in the sport.
Jones did the Eric Maynard VCU game, so he thinks he can do all of them.
Fernando Mendoza and nothing more. I got it. I get it. What's the prep?
Signetti.
Yeah, exactly. What's coming up on the show today?
So, obviously, it's pretty much wall-to-wall football, previewing this massive playoff game, which is just the big game because it's the next game, if you listen to Drake May. It's got nothing to do with him at
playoff
home,
debut?
Prime time, no, playoff debut. Quarterback legacies are decided almost instantaneously if you're the starter, because he can learn that from the guy on the other side of the field, who, real close to being labeled kind of a postseason loser.
Yeah.
Which one caller labeled Josh Allen a postseason loser for us. So it can come at you quick. You can be an MVP candidate. Yeah. Doesn't mean you're not a loser.
Josh Allen's got a career. I mean, it might change this weekend, but he's got a career winning record in the postseason.
And we'll see. If he falls on his face in Jacksonville.
Who are you picking in that game?
Bills.
Yeah, so did I, but I'm like, I don't think I
not
give
confident?
Enough credit to Jacksonville. Yeah, I'm not super confident.
I think Jacksonville's good. Game. I've said all year I think they're a really good team. They played a tougher schedule than a team like the Patriots, but I'm a Josh Allen guy.
Yeah, but we're picking Buffalo. Yeah,
we're all picking Buffalo. It doesn't always have to make sense. It's sports. It's guts. Yeah.
Should the Patriots be rooting for Buffalo this weekend?
Yeah.
That means you get
the winner of the Monday game.
Correct. You wouldn't have to face Jacksonville. Yeah.
Are you good or not? Like, I know people are, that pass rush, I'm so scared. Yeah, and they score 13 points. If they only score 13 points,
Houston.
You should beat them. Yes.
Got it. Yeah.
So, yeah. But so we'll talk to Jeremy Springer, 215. I got to think he's amped up because he
always rolls
out of. My goal may be to get him in, like, coach mode, maybe see if we can get a swear. You have to use a drop.
Ooh, Robert Spillane almost swore today.
I heard that, and that was my inspiration.
Yeah.
If you can get Spillane going, I feel like the special teams coach, you could really get going.
Oh, yeah. One guy actually is pretty excitable. The other's comatose. So, yeah.
And probably is guzzling an energy drink before he comes on with us. We'll also talk to Giardi at 3:30, assuming he's still alive because. Like the rest of the world, he's
sick,
dealing with something. A lot going through that locker room. Not Milt, though. Good to know Milt was with us picking 10, maybe. I love when a player had a win total expectation that was lower than Taylor Kyles and Brian Hoyer.
I'm telling you. Guy's a straight shooter.
Some of Hoyer's bets, not all of them.
Did you hear what he did the other day?
No.
He goes, I know people gave me a hard time for saying 8 to 12 wins. I was like, you said 8 to 11.
Yeah, we're trying to
bump
you out
it up
a little bit.
Now. Like, just because they won 14, you're trying to extend
classic.
Your range. To
I
try
didn't
to
have
catch
someone
four
who
predictions.
Learned.
I had five.
That's someone who learned from Bill Belichick. That's like a Belichick move right there.
Not only that, but
up
talk Bill Belichick. We're going to talk to him on Tuesday about this.
Belichick?
No.
You're talking to Belichick. That's
Brian Hoyer. About. Did you know Hoyer is the one that keyed the game plan in the Rams Super Bowl?
No.
He watched a Netflix documentary that McVay talks to the quarterback at all times, and they decided they were going to wait till 15 seconds and then change the coverage, and apparently it effed Goff all up, and that's why they won. Hoyer,
and
not
Hoyer.
Belichick.
Thanks, Hoyer.
Did that?
Thanks. Yes. So Bill's been bad longer than we think.
Wow.
Hoyer carried his ass back in 18.
Didn't even have that.
I don't want to give Belichick any credit. Yeah. And now Brian Hoyer, mastermind of the whole Super Bowl. Yep. I got to pick one there.
Hoyer.
That's a tough one.
If it wasn't for Matt Patricia against Seattle and Brian Hoyer against the Rams, where are they?
That's a great point. Bill's been sucking for years.
All right, stay tuned. You got WEEI afternoons. Y'all got Hart. Y'all got Pitsy. You got Ted. And if you missed any of Milton Williams earlier today, Odyssey app, AUDACY. You can go check it out. Use the rewind feature. You won't miss a second of Jones and Keith. Everybody enjoy the Patriots and the Chargers on Sunday night. We are back on a Patriots Monday. We'll recap the game. Hopefully the Patriots.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.